Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com. With O'Neill Africa. On Cliff Central. OOC. It's O'Neill Africa.
PH make the speakers vibrate. You make the speakers vibrate. Coolie tryna make the speakers vibrate. He make the speakers vibrate. Keenan Falls make the speakers vibrate. He make the speakers vibrate.
Make the speakers vibrate.
Groundbreaking stuff,
make
man.
The cookie vibrate.
Let me tell you what happened. The first time I heard this, honestly, my mind was blown. And then I saw the video, I was like, jeez, can this song get any better? Congratulations, my king.
Thank you, bro.
And then it went and it was listened to by people on Snapchat. Like, wow, life is good, Reason.
Sigh.
Listen, let me tell you, somebody broke your record, by the way.
What do you mean?
Big Star Johnson came here and did a freestyle for 10 minutes long. And I said to him, do you know that you just broke Reason's record? Because he's had the longest.
I would rather it be Big Star Johnson. I'd rather give it to Big Star Johnson.
Okay,
he owes me that much for saving his career on Vuzu Hustle. It's for him to just say, Reason, this is why. Okay, I'm going to take this shit from you and I'm going to fucking be the best. So
okay,
rather.
Listen, you know how we do.
Anybody else does it, dog, I'm coming back.
You have to rap for us, Reason.
Dog, I'm not even in the mood for rapping.
Hey, listen.
I woke up early today. Everything was whack. Feeling kind of hazed. Didn't even get to get a little bit of hay. But anyway, I'm out here like, hey. Hanging out with the team, Cliff Central. Reason to the mass, I'm blue like Cantrell. Niggas can't tell, I'm the best, oh well. Still come out here and then ship sail. Like Drake said, I don't even understand it. Anyway, Reason to the mass, got to stand it. Always releasing it, always increasing it. Always decreasing shit that everybody's breathing it. Stuff it, I'm still out here. How much time do I get?
Go,
flow. I still got the momentum anyway, so who's gonna stop me? No, I still glow. I got it all, so why not? I just gotta do what I gotta do. Change the rhyme back. Everybody know I got a nice track. And everybody know you niggas kinda whack. But nobody cares because we like your tracks. We like the facts. I lack the facts. I like to think of something else instead of that. Like, Reason is the best, no matter what. And if you understand, then you're fucked like a little slut. I'm chitting. I'm just rapping, just attempting, just being flexing. And I'm just chilling here maxing. Did I tell you I didn't even feel like doing this? I don't understand why I ain't even ruined this. It's just going, just going. Reason to the mess, just flowing. I don't know when to stop. But please tell me when the beat drops. You want to do this interview in freestyle? I can do it.
Man, welcome.
That's such a nice beat, actually. I would have probably declined, but that beat is actually fun.
Yes, sir. 1993, lots of the underground TikTok. Now, listen, man. I think possibly the most consistent rapper in the country. In fact, in Africa.
Possibly.
Yeah, most consistent in terms of all it takes to become an incredible rapper, an artist. The artistry with each verse that you display,
sir,
is immaculate every single time. And how do you keep it going, Reason? How do you keep going?
Yo, you know, if you asked me this question last year, man, I would have probably been a very angry person. I would have been like, no, it's not. It's not like that. It just looks like that. But only now I actually got to realize, like, it's, you know, at some point it was just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you start, like, I you know, every time I look at like people who do like UFC fighting or whatever, I'm thinking to myself, dog, you're going in a ring and you're gonna beat people up and you're like gonna get beaten up yourself. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to just beat each other up, you know. So I then sit and think to myself, so why do you do it? Why do you go into a ring and just fight people and just smack them and get smacked and walk out with injuries and have to go see hospitals and might have like a brain situation, or you might break your fingers, or you might just die? You know what I'm saying? And it kind of like comes down to like, You know when you really, really enjoy doing something? Like, I think I found myself in a place where I enjoy every stage of being an artist. I enjoy writing music. I enjoy recording music. I enjoy releasing music. I enjoy sending it out. I enjoy having to fight for it to get played. I enjoy putting together the shows. It's just so much fun. It's actually fun. You know what I'm saying? So the consistency really lies in the fact that the fun or the enjoyment or the pleasure of it has been consistent, you know? There's a lot of other things, Vela, that fall apart in the middle of the whole thing. You know, you sign contracts you don't want to sign. You get checks you don't want to get and so on and so forth, which is the other stuff which I may actually question myself in terms of consistency in that part. Like, as a businessman, where do I try and find my consistency as a businessman? Because I'm in that place now where I'm like, you're right. As an artist, it's like, yeah, consistency, making the right song, still at it, you know, still in the right spaces, not really falling into arguments that actually have no sense whatsoever, just really sticking to your lane. And then in the other side where I'm like, that's the only side where it's been inconsistent. But it really has to do with like the when I was writing, when I started writing and learning how to write, and now when I'm finding myself in studios and writing, it's just the same feeling. It's still the same feeling. It's just, now it's just, it has more meaning, because back then I had no audience. And now I have an audience. And now I can choose to fight for a bigger audience, or I can choose to just stick to my audience. It doesn't really change the fact that I'm still enjoying making music. I'm enjoying failing, even, you know? Sometimes you release a song and it doesn't really pop off like it's supposed to pop off, or like the way you imagined. But everywhere where it lands, it has the same feeling, or the right feeling, you know what I mean? And I think it's the same sentiment that you'll find in like my old stuff as well. It's just fun, you know. It really is. Like, I don't want to lie. I wish I could say it was other things, but it's,
let
it's
me tell
so
you
dope.
Why. I think it's reflected in the output, because you're one of the few rappers that, for me, people like putting one another in boxes. You know, somebody else comes in, they're within this bracket.
Yeah.
And for you, it has been the same from the beginning to the end. And you've managed to take content that would generally be viewed as not necessarily underground, not mainstream.
But not widely.
Yes. Yeah. It's not. It's
discussed,
not. It's, so you basically have taken that sound, that content, and you're running with it throughout.
Right.
And nobody has ever questioned it.
Right.
With the other artists, people, they would question it. No, but this guy, he needs to break out of this. He needs to break out of his shell. He needs to be more mainstream. And, but people have accepted you as you are, as reason from day one.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's the case?
You know, I think it's the time. I think time has had to have that conversation, because it's not like 2-3 years ago, there weren't people who were like, yo, why don't you rap in Zulu?
Yeah.
Why don't you rap in Vinek? Why don't you, you know, you're really good at this thing. You could actually pop off. You could do it. You know what I mean? Or some people be like, why don't you just get a beat from Anati? Just, you know what I mean? So everybody in this world pretty much has a quick fix for a big problem. And I guess the big problem is influence. How influential are you just by yourself, and how influential are you with the people around you, right? And some people, at some point where there would be a dip or a lack thereof, or not a similar representation of influence as they were when they came in, or at the height of their careers, or whatever it is that you may call it, right? We are living in a space where we've had those conversations, but I think it still came down to the fact that what would be the intention? You know what I mean? Like, for me, working with, it's not like I don't want to work with Ananati. Yeah. I'd love to work with Ananati, but I don't want to work for it for the same reasons everybody else wants to work for it. I want to work with him because I've heard him work his strings and think, damn, this guy adds nice emotions and he's got nice bounces, because I've referenced him as a musician. You know, actually, maybe it comes down to that, because I look at artists like musicians. You know what I mean? When I'm looking at everybody around me, I'm looking at their strengths as musicians, like, yo, this guy's melodies are incredible. This guy's flows are incredible. This guy's wordplay is incredible. This guy's beat selection is incredible. This guy is whack on stage, but he's amazing on a record. So I wanna, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm one of the few people out there back in the day who used to say, yo, I'd love to work with Bongani Fase, but I just want him to do keys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because his keys are crazy. They interesting. You know what I'm saying? And that's the bottom line. I think we're musicians. You know what I mean? Sometimes we actually get caught up in conversations that have nothing to do with being a musician. Yeah. You know, the girlfriend. Who's your girlfriend? Yeah. Who, you know, what you wearing? Whereas, yo, are you clean?
Yeah.
Okay, sharp, you're clean. That's a representation of artists. That's a representation of musicians. Be clean. Do you have a car? Is it a decent car? Can a little kid from the hood look at you and be inspired to want to be an artist? And if not, it shouldn't be in the back of your head, but you know that's where you're trying to go. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we're sitting here having conversations where it's like, I look at a Cuesta and I'm thinking, yo, man, Cuesta only got a flashy whip 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. You understand what I'm saying? So this whole time he's been building and doing all these other things. And you see it when you look at the back end. He's got a machine, a very big machine, which is not what he talks about. He's talking about Ngudu. You know what I mean? Because he's more focused on the song, the content, the feeling, the meaningfulness or whatever, you know? So we often like get ourselves involved in other conversations that actually have no bottom line that leads to music. You know what I mean? But when you're actually still just entrenched in the music, naturally all those things come. The fly girl will come, the fly crib will come, the fly house will come, the good deal will come, the zeros will come. They will call you because you're good at what you do, you know. But at some point, because when all we have is music, we focus on that, and then when we get in, we have more other things that we focus on. We start losing sight of what actually builds this machine. You're a musician, you know. A guy who makes tables, a carpenter is judged by the table he made, the frame he made, you know. The guy who makes air cons is judged by how well it works. You know what I mean? We're not gonna call this guy if the aircon is not working and try and supply him with more business. So I think it I come from that school. I come from that school. And I guess the difference between the guys that taught me and me would probably be the handover. You know, there was a point in rap careers that needed you to tip over and jump into the next level, which is to commercially appeal what you do. You know what I mean? Because it's commercial appeal. The so-called commercial appeal is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? It's, you're an artist, so you're gonna be booked in all over this country. The whole country needs to know you. That requires commercial appeal. And so that celebration from a lot of people were like, nah, we actually enjoy just doing what we do. You know, like I look at a proverb, like Proverb doesn't have any aspirations to be none of us at any point. You know what I mean? He doesn't even care about his commercial appeal. You know what I mean? But he's just as excited to be a part of Now or Never as anybody else who is on that record, and to be a part of it as himself. You know what I mean? The way he is. You know what I mean? So if he wanted to be commercial, he could be commercial like this. But he's not really interested in that. A guy like Atumi, he's not really interested in that. He's more interested in, so me being the young one of all those guys, I was like, yo, I want to run with AKA. You know what I mean? I want to run with Coolie. And if there's someone else who's coming, I'm going to run with them too. You know, because I'm still a part of this hip hop thing. Until I tap out of hip hop completely and I say, I have a record label, or I have a I'm giving you a million, you get a million, you get. Until I get to that point, I'm running the race. You know what I'm saying? But it that commercial appeal and still maintaining your commercial appeal in a commercial space is a very sensitive matter for a lot of people, you know, because then you get told to make songs you don't want to do in some rooms, you know.
What's the grand design for Reason? What's the big plan? We already know, we see your body of work, we see expansion, we see your growth, we're able to see it, we're witnessing it before our eyes, but we don't know what the grand design is. We don't know what the big design is. It's possibly to conquer the entire world, or maybe next year you're going to be touring. I don't know. What is it for?
It definitely is that. There's only so much of Reason that Reason can be in South Africa. But there's so much more of Reason that Reason can be in Nigeria, Angola, Germany, LA, all these countries and cities that you have all over the world, you know. And that's really what we're trying to do right now, you know. It's crazy that we're having this conversation. I probably shouldn't be saying it, but anyway, I'm that guy. I've had like about 4 record label meetings in the past 2 weeks. Just different guys just sitting down saying, yo, we're trying to do this thing, this, do you want to get involved? And there's always just been that one question, you know. And you know, you get money, you get things, you get all these things, right? So me being the person I am, I'm like, sure, so how are we gonna get overseas? You know, how are we gonna go overseas? That's what I wanna know. How are we gonna, what's the next 3-year plan for us to actually be in Europe? Like, how are we gonna do that?
That's, you know, intense.
And that's a conversation that nobody's
is willing to
everybody
have,
thinks that the best way to go overseas is to blow up here and to be picked up from here and get taken
or
there.
Go to Sway.
Wow. Even that too, you understand what I'm saying? Even that too, like, that's a real thing, you know what I mean? Because there's a kid out there who has aspirations, and they think that's part of the journey. And I'm not gonna dog anybody else's journey, but I've experienced parts of that journey, and I've realized, like, for me, it's like there's another way, you know what I'm saying? And it's another way that I pick up from the Mahotela Queens, that I picked up from Brenda, from Yuma Sigela, even from Burna Boy, Wizkid, all these other people. It's like, yeah, you can try and do it the other way around, but you have to leave. You know, how I blew up in South Africa is that I had to leave my hood and go to Soweto and rap there.
Yeah.
And then 100 people knew me in Soweto. And then I left there, and then I went to like Pitori, and 100 people knew me there. And then I left, I went to the Val, I was performing there, and 100 people knew me there. And ideally now I'm in that space where I'm like, okay, cool, you want to do this music thing and you want to do this record label thing. Okay, let's leave.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go somewhere. Yeah. Let's go fail for 2 years. So that we can be who we want to be in 5 years' time. Because for me, as a brand, maybe other people can survive in this space and in this country for the rest of their lives as artists in this country. But for me, I'm looking at Trevor Noah, B.
Yeah.
I'm like, fam, you know,
That's
can always come back as Trevor Noah, who's got a job overseas. And it's not like I'm not going to start here, but I'm leaving. I'm going that side, and I'm going to represent South Africa to other people who don't, you know, to other countries. You know, I've represented South Africa to South Africans, and they've taken what they can take from me. I don't think there's any more they would want to take from me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in that space. So everything is just lined up around overseas, international greatness. Really.
Let's address the, I mean, as a towering figure yourself in the business, you know, when stuff like this happens, it affects the business in a way, especially going forward. Mabala Noise came and they made a splash, you know, everybody's talking about it. They're obviously throwing the glam and the money into the business.
Yeah.
What is your take on their presence in the business?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it, man. You know, I was at Fashion Week yesterday, man, and I was like 2 people away from Ricky. And I was looking at Ricky and I'm thinking, man, you know, I remember the day you and me were, well, I didn't say this to him, but I was looking at him and I was thinking, you know, there was a time when me and Ricky were signed to Motif. And Ricky used to drive this hoopty. This King, is it a Saab? That SAAB car. It's got a logo that says SAAB with the weird hatchback and whatever, you know? Yeah. And Ricky used to say, and he used to speak his dreams out, you know what I mean? Like, he used to have these visions. And a lot of them, I was like, dog, all these things you're saying, if they pop off, dog, I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see it. So on that one side, like, I'm happy because I see it. I'm like, damn, dog, you know? I see why you did about. Yeah, I see why you did Barbershop, and then things went south, and then you came back and you were like, no man, this is how it's supposed to be done, right? With that being said, this thing affects a lot of other businesses, which naturally, like any other industry, it should. Because for as long as we're comfortable and for as long as we're relaxed and we're chilling and we're thinking we're killing everything and there's no threat whatsoever, nobody's gonna move. You know, there's so much better raps coming out right now because of these decisions. There's so much better lives coming out now because of these decisions. The back end, all those things have always been there from even Michael Jackson time. So we can still fight that fight how we want to fight it. But the fight of music is still evolving now. So when these guys come and they throw millions at these guys, you can trip all you want, you know what I mean? But now at least I know that a major record label can't just lie to me or can't just present unnecessary things to me when I'm out here like, dog, did you see what those guys are doing? You know what I mean? Do you know what I can do with the same amount of power I have with this, with those guys? So it's an uncomfortable thing. It has its pros and its cons. But I'm just like, we just need everybody to be uncomfortable.
It's about time.
It's about time that everybody be uncomfortable. Because at some point, Ambitious came and people were uncomfortable and things moved and they shook things up, you know? And someone else is still going to come after these guys. But that's how it's supposed to be, dog. You know what I mean? Because if we keep it the way it is right now, dog, you might as well just be repeating 2015. You might as well just do your interviews from 2015 and just play everything you played last year and just play it again. You know what I mean? Go back to those interviews, dog. But now tracks are coming out. Videos are coming out. Tours, stadium gigs. Everything is just popping off. You know what I'm saying? I like that discomfort. I like the fact that people can, you know, just get shaken up. You know what I mean? And you see it a lot of times, dog. There's a lot of people in this world who actually thought they'd be permanent. There's a lot of artists out here who look down on a lot of upcoming artists because they thought that they'd be permanently on top. And now it's a different conversation, you know, with one signature, that whole conversation changes. You know, all those conversations change, you know? So all those things that you thought mattered last year don't matter this year anymore. You know what I'm saying?
You're a father, right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Of two. Oh, it's quite a struggle. I mean, me and my ex-wife broke up, so I'm going through that. You know, trying to be the father figure as a dad,
a rapper father figure,
father figure.
So much but ammunition against you.
Never. I would use my kids as a thesis why you are one of my kids. I would break it down and I would give you lunch. You know what I'm saying? But it's dope. It's very interesting, you know, because I'm actually going through a phase where I'm developing an individual relationship with my kids.
Nice.
So, you know, naturally when you're a family and you're at home, I mean, the relationship in the household is based on everybody in the household, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
once there's, you know, a bit of a drastic change like that, everybody has to zoom in and focus on individual relationships, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got a relationship with my ex, I got a relationship with both my kids, and I'm even creating a relationship with them as well, you know. But it's so interesting how that's happening as she grows up and she becomes more apparent to the reality of, damn, this guy is actually, he might just be a famous rapper of some sort, you know.
What kind of questions do you get from your kids about your life? Your
why did you say bitch?
Wow. Really?
Why did you say bitch in the record? Because my girl, my daughter knows all the swear words. So she's like, why did you say that? You know what I mean? Yeah. So now I have to sit down and be like, okay, cool. First of all, by the bitch, I'm not referring to a woman. I'm referring to a character. There's characteristics that people contain or have that refer them, or that the world refers to as bitches.
Yeah.
But that's something you can only understand as an adult. However, I was speaking to a specific character who actually was male in this particular situation, and I was so mad I was using the word bitch.
Yeah.
You will see that as you grow up in life, a lot of adults will release their frustration with words that are explicit, such as bitch, fuck, shit. But, like I said, you have to be old enough so that you can understand. And when you are old enough, we'll probably be speaking like this, just like me and your moms.
Would you allow them to join the business if they wanted at some point?
I don't know. I would have to see, you know. I think I'm gonna be one of those. I'm still in the, I'm a new parent. I don't want to get ahead of myself out here. Like, yeah, I'm going to let my daughter be whatever she wants to be. Next thing, she wants to be a stripper. And it's awkward. And I'm like, ish. Why? You know what I mean? And now I have to go and understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, so I'm not going to be that parent. But I think at least with a relationship, I can understand. Just like my friend or my little brother or my little sister, just looking at that, I think I'll be open. You know, I'll be open to what they want to do, and I might even be supportive to what they do. But, you know, I'm also one of those guys who was raised by a guy who's just like, yo, man, if I die, it's all on you. So you have to do what's good for you. You know what I mean? So if you want to do ballet, let's do ballet, but you have to do it to the best of your ability. And if you realize that you're not good at it, tap out and find what you're good at. You know what I'm saying? So we are in that place now where it's real talk all the way through. It's like, okay, you want to do what? You want, okay, cool. Are you going to do it to the one practice? Are you still going to do it? No, I'm not. Okay, sharp. Let's keep it moving, you know?
Reason, ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, we're almost at the end of our conversation. The nice thing about having somebody like him is that he can speak.
Oh,
he
too
can
much.
Speak.
His
he can
intellect
just,
is just...
He can just go. And it's guys like you make our lives easier. People don't realize it. You make our lives easier. Our life... Our jobs would be much easier if we had so many reasons.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Oh, that is so bad.
These two people should copy me now or whenever.
So you see, it would be nice if we had so many of you, because you can paint a picture of what's happening out there on the ground. You have your finger on the pulse of society in general, and you're able to come back and give us feedback. Now, speaking of performances.
Yes.
Are we at a point where people are actually singing along to verses or hooks?
Depends on the artist.
Because
I think it depends on the artist.
I'm a fan of hip hop, and I really get tired when I go to a hip hop show and people are just waiting for the hook. It's like, no. Did you hear that simile? Did you hear that metaphor? Did you hear that?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So for you, what's the experience for you?
You know what? I've you know, my career actually has forced me to embrace not knowing what I'm about to say. You know, because a lot of times, you know, especially when I was coming up, you know, I had so much, like, so many words in my music.
Yeah, actually,
That every.
You did.
I had so many words in my music that I literally had to program myself into teaching people my work, you know?
Yeah.
And the best thing that could have happened to me was this one Europe trip that we did with my DJ, where we hit, we were actually opening for Jack Parrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were doing. And the Jack Parrow audience is a Jack Parrow audience. Yep. It's there to see Jack Parrow and hear Jack Parrow music, yeah, you know? So we literally, it kind of shaped a lot of things. So I had to go into like the production of shows, live shows. So I had to go into producing live shows. I can't just perform No Sleep the way I perform it in South Africa, because those people don't know No Sleep. So we go inside and then we produce the live show. It's okay, we're just going to do this verse. And then maybe we don't do a typically popular South African reason song, sorry, but we'll do another random one which will appeal. So there was a lot of that, which also put me in spaces where I was like, okay, I'm performing at Sway, the club. I need to do something that's good for the club. So then we produce a show for the club. And then I need to go to Opikopi. And it's like, damn, okay, we have to produce a show for Opikopi. You know what I mean? So I found myself in that place where I've actually started putting myself in a place now where it's like, okay, so I'm going to give you the words, right? I will teach you the hook, yeah, because I need you there to just give me a breather. But I'm going in knowing that you don't know these words, yeah, you know? And ever so luckily or so nicely or ever so greatly, there's always the guy that knows the words, right?
Yeah.
And that guy is the most affected because I'm dedicating this thing to someone who doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
To someone who doesn't know. Yeah. So someone who knows is out there in the crowd doing what you're
I'm
doing.
That
like,
guy.
Yo!
That guy.
Did you hear that shit? Dude, I've got footage of my performance at Opie, and Opie is like, yo, 50% of those people don't know.
Yeah.
They're just curious because, okay, everybody's going to this show. Who's this guy? Okay. And then they're all there, you know? And I was just looking at her, and when I was looking at the footage, so we were looking at the footage with the guys like 2 days ago. I'm thinking, yo, so when the verses are on, everybody's like watching and they're listening and they're attentive, you know? Which back in the day used to think, fuck, these guys are bored.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, when you've seen like, when you seen like an MT, you know what I mean, where everyone goes word for word. I mean, we know the song, yes. Even me myself, in other words, you know what I'm saying. So when you go into a situation like that and you're thinking, yo, these people aren't going with the words and the verses, you could feel uncomfortable, you know. But if you don't have the state of mind and some, actually no, this is the part where you actually listen, because I'm the listener type of guy. I actually said a lot of things that you need to hear in this verse, you know. So I started embracing that. If anything, I started embracing the fact that you are about to get hit by things you ain't never seen before, words that you ain't never imagined before, flows you ain't never imagined before, rhyme patterns, all the stuff. So I'm going in there with that. Yeah, I got that flag. I've got the flag. Questa's coming up. He's got the other flag of those type of songs that you all know, but I got the songs that you don't know. You may have heard the hook, you know? So I'm in a place where a lot of people will actually be like, yo, that Now or Never verse, dog, or that Mercy verse, or so I'm in the spazzed conversation, like, yo, you spazzed me, you spazzed. So I own it, I own the you spazzed moment, you know what I mean? And I try not argue with the other guys who don't spazz, because if we all spazz, then I worry. You see, if everybody spazz, I'd be like, no, why did that guy spazz? You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Sadly, we've come to the end of my discussion with the reason. Listen, man, it's I'm obviously a fan. You make it so easy for us to continue loving hip hop.
Word.
You give it the integrity it so much needs, and you keep it there for newcomers who come in. Yes, they can enjoy the new stuff. The young ones can enjoy the new stuff. But every now and then they'll come across your verse and they will see that's a reference for us. We can use you as reference and say, listen, what we're talking about is what Reason is doing. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So for that, I'm grateful, and I'll always have an open door for you to come back here and share yourself with us. Big up yourself, man.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. With that big being up. Said, Molly Cyrus is out. It's the new single. It's called Prescription Molly Cyrus. It's taken off an album called Girls, and the whole album is about girls. It's about 14 different girls.
Is this available for download already?
The song, yes, but not the album.
Patches, that is.
No, not for Patches yet.
Okay,
we are still in seeding stage.
Ah, I see.
Once we drop the video, then we're going to take it to iTunes.
Nice one. Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. With everything you're doing, man.
Thank you, bro. Yeah.
Big up yourself. All right, so here's a brand new one from Reason. When we come back, we are joined by our final guests for the show. Baby, make it go away, go away, go away. There's just so much going down. Maybe we should go away, go away, go away. Maybe we can skip the town and make this shit a getaway, getaway, getaway. I guess that's cool, but that for now.
I need that. I got so much going on around me that I always got a lot on my mind. Paper chasing every day, I'm late for everything, I never have enough.
I think he is one of the most recognizable voices in the business today. It's Java. I have to admit, the first time I heard you, it was on Ameni with Miss Prue.
Yeah,
that was the first time I heard your voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, it was the first time.
Was that the first time you did anything?
Commission? Yeah. It was my first time. It was my first time, yes.
Listen, man, you have such a powerful voice.
You
sound like you've been singing forever. Let's talk about your background. How long have you been doing this for?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 16 years, man.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 16 years. You
figures.
Know what I mean? Just perfecting the skill, you know what I mean? Just working on other things, trying to find myself. You know what I mean? Like trying to get ready for all of this. You know what I mean?
So, and so 16 years. Where was this? Where was this happening?
No, I mean, what happened is I remember. I think it was 2004. Yeah, I got an acting gig actually. You know what I mean? So for like 10 years straight, I was doing acting. You know what I mean? So acting in Develing a Puta. You know, but the plan has always been about the music, you know what I mean? Something that I wanted to do, you know. So while I was doing acting, I was still recording, you know what I mean? I was still doing other things on the side. But then it came to a point where I felt like, you know what, man, I think this thing is not mine, you know what I mean? I never had plans of this thing. So ngono ngiyekele and just go back to my thing, and even this cut ahamba, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I decided to stop doing it, Jed. Like, call my agent, me, I'm not with it anymore, so you know. So everyone thought I was crazy, obviously, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, but fit, let me do this thing, you know what I mean?
So
during all of that, I was writing, I was doing other stuff, you know what I mean, recording, you know. So yeah, man, and after 3 years later, after I took that decision to stop acting, here I am today.
Is this your first single?
Mixing was my first official single, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
from second an album which you are obviously still working on.
No, the you don't know the album is out?
Is it out? I know.
Check
it's
your iTunes, man. Check
iTunes. When did it come out?
I think it's been out for 2 weeks, yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it went straight to number one, by the way.
Congratulations, so
We're coming back. I think I love, I just can't trust. She said she like that. She feeling the rust. She rolled up my dreams, but I just can't find them. In the VIP, she turned.
Oh, man, I love where this industry is going. Saudi featuring Aries. There she goes. He's also here in the studio with us. Welcome, brother.
What's up, what it do?
You well?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
You guys are killing shit right now. Like, yeah. I'm listening to all of this. I'm like, how? I can't imagine what the energy must be like in the studio with you guys. It's crazy, né?
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy. Mm-hmm. Saudi, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you happy about what you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm very satisfied.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Gentlemen, we like to play around on the show. We like to play around. I got my boy on keys, Junior.
Oh, yeah?
He plays around and, you know, you just do whatever you want with what he's playing. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so cool. So he's just going to play some keys, play around. If you want him to switch them up, he can switch them up. Just come up with the melody. Just play around, you know?
Hey.
Every day I get it. You know, I don't have to remind you. I don't have to give you the memo. You already know though. Such. Walked in debit. Walked out the same. I like a frame. We can play games. I pull up anytime she want me to. I fucked up the thermometer. What you know, buddy? Still catching bodies. Walk in the booth and it's homicide. Step aside. It's in that one side with it. Southwest with it. Jalif. Hey.
I hope she gets the picture.
I hope she gets it.
Click. Switch up the beat.
Switch it up.
Sends a message.
Sends a man.
Switch up the beat.
Oh.
Sends a message. Stay delivered.
Shut up,
boss. Come on. Put you sotra.
Shout out my nigga
City.
Shout out
to City.
Walking in, I'm looking pretty. Girls, they know I am so
witty.
I am so witty. I pull up and my name is so witty. They call me whatever they wanna. I do whatever I wanna when I wanna. Every time you see me, put my ass now on it. So if you got a Romano, got myself a new reminder.
Oh,
and I got a girl, kinda. Let me know yours. Hey, let her do her chores. She grabbed a stick.
She got the stick.
She grabbed a stick. She grabbed a stick.
Magic stick.
She with me.
Ooh.
She with me. She with me. Yeah. Grew up his home.
Grew up his home. Welcome home.
Guess what I did? Guess what I did with my first check? Called up the plug. What did you do?
Sankate the tomb of Monday Omen. Sankate. Ni petting a sack. Ambitious city. But you sons are no massack. I'm sipping on SU.
You
like Kumbuli SU. Tabafana, they fell off. But it's okay, we go, let it go. Mother must figure loves of Calabar. But 2 years in a web up Hellaba. Better no bro. Pull up in the work like scrap.
What do you know about it? I can teach you every single thing you need to know about it. Pour me up some quadruple couple G. You already know me. So I ain't gotta tell you a couple more times. We pull up in a fura hoodup. Don't play with us. Shout out my nigga O'Honey. I know that he pouring muddy. You know I get mine like Gandhi. I got the peace, Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi!
Don't even play with me.
No!
I might just pull up with your bit right at Gandhi.
Hey, man, talking to Gandhi. Fedwan Kumbuza Ushaga. I'll put the ranks. Bang Bizu Shaba. I always go for my goal. Bang Bizu Shaba.
Shaba.
I'm a baller. Nyagala.
Nyagala. Nyagala. I put my goal. Bang Bizu
Shakes.
Dreads in my hair. Whoa. I'm the striker. I will strike her. Bring her to me. I will. I don't wanna say it on. My mama might be listening.
Oh my god.
And if she give it to me, I might just piss up in her. Guess I'm well mannered, I don't think so.
No.
I be pouring up pink dough. Sometime, sim dough.
Hey, I wish we had more time.
I wish we did.
I'm trying to get it, nigga. Hey, niggas be heading on me, but look at me, nigga. You should never. Hey. I'm trying to call the plug, I'm trying to get it, I'm trying to drive the leg.
Do you remember 10-20, cold December? Do you remember I didn't have no money on me? Now bro, I walk in, I'm the homie.
Oh man, Tana Nyakumbo, I remember it like it was yesterday. Shout out to Lele Dion yesterday. They are so yesterday, we are tomorrow, futuristic, cowardly. My nigga handle it. Pull up in the Honda. My nigga prayed to God and said anything, my G. And then he pulled up in a brand new AMG. Shout out to Empty. Shout out to Ambitious.
Shout out to
Shout out to Fifi.
Shout out to
Shout out to Bro.
Shout out to
Bees. My nigga, we in the Bees. They said that we couldn't survive, but look at us now, we're running the Bees.
Running it.
Running,
I can tell this can go on forever. Saudi,
oh, shout out to
Java.
Oh man, you got the keys. You got the keys.
Junior on keys.
You got the keys, man. Those are senior keys. Even though name is Junior, man, those are senior keys. Levels, man. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Gentlemen, thank you very much for doing this with us. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure what we doing this weekend, but we're probably gonna get up to a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
Interviews, Masukala, and Taboo. Yeah, it's
yeah, Taboo
down.
Later on
Miss Prue.
Tonight.
Oh, so you guys are okay,
yeah,
cool.
Everyone will be there. Onkom Tuzo be corner. So Snatchabula and Fige. And let's have a good time. And tonight on Live Amp, please check it out.
Yeah.
Vura,
yeah.
Vura by DJ City Lights.
Vura nice. Premiere with
the GD. Yeah, the video is amazing. The video is amazing. So yeah, check it out. I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on. My album, like I said, it's been on number one.
What's the name
one.
Of the album?
It's Sina Mover.
Nice.
It's a 16-track album. On my features are called, and I have Saudi and Aries. Those are the only people featured in the album. It's a 16-track album, but Fade, go get it. And there was a delay in distribution, actually. So I'd really love to apologize about that. But say Figile Tolo Manj, everyone can go get it. On iTunes, you can get it. Music, anywhere you can get it. So, and thank you very much for the support, man. We love you.
Big up yourselves, Java Saudi.
Yes, sir.
Big up yourselves, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so we out of here, Junior.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nice one once again.
Oh, thanks, man.
So we'll catch you next week, Friday.
Ooh. Definitely.
Cool. So I'm out at Kremerville tomorrow. My set is from 8 p.m. It starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon at the Fusion Bar. So please come out there. This is Miss Prue. We're out of here. Thanks to all the producers and everybody.
Can you join?
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.